Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Neil Payne joining us right now. He's a sports writer for 538.com. And, of course, we're looking at the brackets. Everybody's trying to fill it out, trying to get some sort of edge, how to win their pool. Neil might have the inside scoop for us. How's it going? And I guess why don't we start off by what do you typically see in March? Everyone's so used to being out by the first weekend, and everyone's looking for that edge, yet no one ever seems to get it.
Yeah, it's going great. No pressure there saying that I can give people great tips, but at 538 we do try to kind of come up with probabilities for each game based on a lot of different power ratings and various factors, including injuries and travel distance and all of those things. And so right now we play out the tournament a bunch of times, simulate it, and then count how often each team wins in each simulation. And Duke is our favorite right now, but they only have a 19% chance of winning the tournament. So it's kind of a wide open field, but that's could be said most Marches.
Hey, Neil, we've got a vested interest around here. The UB Bulls are in the tournament again. What's your readout on the Bulls? Like, what kind of ratings do they have?
Well, right now, you know, they're the number six seed in the West region, and we have them at 69% to win their first game. They don't know their opponent yet, but we have Arizona State favored in that one. A little bit of a Bobby Hurley connection there, if it does play out that way. And then it's a little bit tough for Buffalo because they're in the same little pod with the number three seed Texas Tech, which we think is a team that was kind of underseeded and might be a dangerous, almost like dark horse final four type of team. So if those two teams advanced and played in the second round, we would give Buffalo only a 32% chance of winning that particular matchup. But if they do win that matchup, we'd give them 11% chance of making the final four. So that's sort of an early test for them in the second round. And then, of course, Michigan and Gonzaga also are in that bracket. But it's a very interesting region that they're in, and they are one of the great stories, I think, of the tournament.
Yeah, it has everybody here really excited, and I think they're even excited listening to you say how tough Texas Tech is, but even having those type of odds for the Final Four gets people's ears perked up. Everyone's always looking for that underdog. Who are the upset teams you're looking at?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I think the committee, you know, as much as we always like to rag on them, they did a pretty good job of seeding things this time around, and there aren't as many of these sort of instant upsets that you can kind of pick out using the numbers and be like, oh, this team was underseeded. You know, there's some nine seeds and some eight that might beat eight seeds. I'm looking at Oklahoma. Maybe UCF has a good chance there. But those have been kind of few and far between. If we're looking at a team deep in the bracket, I think Florida, which was one of the last teams to get into the tournament as a 10 seed, they could actually be pretty dangerous. And Oregon is another team that I have my eye on. And, of course, Belmont among the mid-majors, not these kind of major schools that slid down to lower seeds. They won last night, sort of setting themselves up to maybe be one of those teams that could make another run deep into the tournament.
So you're so deep into this. Is your bracket done?
Yes, I did pick a bracket. I confess that I don't always use the official 538 model because that's, you know, it's a little boring, you know, to kind of go with the numbers.
Right. So what do you use if you don't use the model?
Well, you know, I use my gut on situations in which the probabilities are within a certain range. So if a game is close enough to 50-50 and I kind of like the story and I feel good about the pick, you know, people are sometimes surprised that I don't go coldly just completely according to the numbers. But, you know, I think we're all into sports because of the stories also and because of the, you know, the emotion. And March Madness is one of the great emotional events that I think we all kind of watch play out. And so when I'm making picks, I think for fun, that sort of plays in also.
All right, this is kind of like a double question, but what do you think personally of the person who does this, and what do you think just kind of as the guy behind the numbers of your chances of doing this? If you just picked all the favored seeds throughout the entire tournament, how well would you do in the end, and how lame would you look doing it?
Well, I'll answer the second part first, because I do think that that would be kind of lame, just going back to what I said earlier. It's boring to never pick upsets, and especially in a bracket like this. Like I said, it's actually pretty well constructed according to the ratings and the probabilities. But if you did do that, you would probably actually do pretty well, because the higher seeds are higher seeded for a reason, and over the history of the tournament, especially if you talk about those number one seeds, you know, I think we all feel bad when we fill out our bracket and we see a Final Four, if it plays out that way, and we all have number one, four number one seeds in there, and we're like, what did I do? I made, a mistake. This is boring. I hate this. But if you did pick the number one seeds to make the Final Four, it wouldn't work out most years perfectly, but you would probably give yourself the highest probability in any given bracket to get those, because the number one seeds win at an astronomically high rate. They make the Final Four at a much higher rate than even the number two seeds or the three seeds, and so your bracket would probably actually be pretty good if you did that. It just would be painfully boring.
Yeah, we'll see how many of us are still in it on Monday. But by the way, who's your overall pick?
Well, our overall pick is Duke. They have a 19% chance of winning the tournament. But in my personal bracket, I picked Virginia just because I felt so bad about seeing a 16 knock them off as a one seed last year. And I would love to see, it's a great story, a redemption story, if they do go deep into the tournament this year.
All right. So, Neil, thanks for the insight. And always good to get a little bit of professional help when you're filling out your bracket. Neil Payne is a senior sports writer with 538.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.